Bank of Cardiff's Jeremiah. How can I help you?
Hi, Jeremiah. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. My name is Tony Weierman. I did get your paperwork in the mail here, and I got a reservation code for you.
Perfect. What's that code?
2511301-0038-1038.
All right, Tony. And this 219 number you're calling me from, is that a good number to call you back in case we get disconnected?
That's the only number to call me on, yes.
All right, perfect. Give me one second. Let me pull this up here. All right, and I have the business as Tony Weierman Trucking.
We own two trucking companies, Tony Weierman Trucking and JL Logistics. My daughter owns JL Logistics.
Okay, okay. And do you own this Tony Weierman?
I do.
Okay. And Tony, what's your last name?
Weierman.
Okay, Weierman, just making sure. Okay. And you're 100% owner, Tony?
Yes.
How do you guys file the business? Are you an LLC?
No, S-Corp.
S-Corp, okay. And how long have you guys been in business for?
I've been in business about four or five, I think 2011 I incorporated.
Okay.
Trucking, this is my fourth trucking company. I've been in business since 94.
Okay.
I changed the name and changed the type of trucking we're doing. I started out with dump trucks and excavation equipment. Then I went to flatbeds and vans. Then I got out for about a year, but I still drove a truck for a company. I was their transportation manager for about a year. And then I got back in and started hauling cars with one truck, and now I'm hauling potatoes for Frito-Lay for the last five-ish years.
Okay.
Tony Weierman Trucking. Now, last July, my daughter wanted to start her own trucking company, so we started JL Logistics in July, and she got her own ICC authority. So now all of my trucks run underneath her authority, and she's running, she got 10 trucks.
Oh, wow.
I've got four. Actually, I have six, but two of them I sold to guys on contract with trailers, and they're running under her as well. So we actually have 10 trucks all together and growing. We just put on six of them probably in the last 5 months.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, we're doing well, and we expect to continue expanding, I'm guessing, probably by December of next year. Without trying to grow too fast, I want to have anywhere from 16 to 18 trucks on by December of next year, which obviously brings in more money to us, even though we're not totally responsible for the trucks because we don't own them. We're
right.
An all-owner-operator-run business. All we do is make about $250 a week per truck profit. Everything else
$250 is a week is profit for each truck?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that include
truck? Now that's what she makes for JL Logistics. I've got four trucks of my own, and I probably make $70,000-$80,000 a year, but my taxes don't show that.
You're right.
My taxes
right.
Show this year that I broke even. I had like $25,000 worth of depreciation, but
okay.
All I did was pay myself $35,000 this year, tried to keep it down on purpose, and you know, I didn't want to show a profit like I've been doing the last few years, and end up having to pay out money when we're trying to do this stuff here to grow this other business.
Right. You wanna...
I'm going to be retired in about a year, so I'm going to be done driving full time.
Okay. Well, what are you inquiring about today?
Well, a couple of things. I've been working with a guy to get a loan to a mortgage. I don't know if you guys do mortgages, but that's one thing I've been working with the guy on. The other thing is I've got 10 or 9. I think it's 9 loans. 4 of them are these purchases that I can't pay off early without paying all the interest. I've got 5 other loans and 2 credit cards that I would like to pay off. And just
okay.
So you know, I pay about $9,600 a month in payments. And then I've got these 2 credit cards. I'm paying approximately $1,000 a month on them, $500 apiece. What I'd like to do is refinance those 5 loans and pay off these 2 credit cards and go back out 5 years on them, and I'd probably reduce my monthly payments by about $4,000 a month just by doing that.
5 current loans. Okay. So you said you want to refinance 5 current loans that you have.
5 loans and 2 credit cards.
Five loans and two credit cards. And what are the five loans that you have?
What's that?
What are the five loans that you have?
I got a loan at First Source Bank for two trucks. It's actually, I had the two trucks paid for, and I went and got a loan on the trucks.
Okay.
To help me remodel a house. I got that loan, and I've got three loans on two trucks and a trailer with Credential Leasing. One of those was a 30-month loan. I've been paying, I was on a $55,000 loan. And the last time we checked, about 2 months ago, I was down to about $32,000, I believe it was. So I'd say by now I'm probably down to about $28,000, $29,000. I pay $2,300 a month. The interest rate on it's about 10%. Then I bought that other truck. That's on the truck and trailer. And then I got the other truck. I paid, I think I financed $17,000 on that one. And I've had it since May on a, I think it might be 24 months. I'd have to check it. See, I got a piece of paper at the house that has all this stuff broken down. But anyway, I'm getting all my loans paid off. I got $30,000 worth of equipment. And right now I think I owe all together, including the ones that are lease purchases, I think I owe a total of about $150. But the ones I'm wanting to refinance, I think only add up to about $100, maybe $90. And then my two credit cards are about probably $35,000 altogether. So if I can get $130,000, maybe $135,000, I'd be able to pay off everything I want to pay off, get it out for 5 years, and eliminate a bunch of my monthly payments.
Five loans. Okay, I'm just taking notes here. Five loans that you have equal to about $100,000.
And maybe between $110,000. Somewhere between, in that range.
Okay, between 100 to 110. And then 100 or 35K for the credit cards.
Yes.
Okay. Now, are you looking, what type of term are you looking for?
I'd like to go 5 years.
Five years.
I know these loans that I'm getting, some of them are 5 years, but most of the ones that are 5 years were the lease purchases. They got my payment down real low, but they're charging me like 18% interest.
Yeah.
So, you know, and they keep following me, wanting to give me these cash advances on a certain percentage of my monthly. They're wanting to charge me 20% for that. I said, no, man, I'm not doing that. No, I don't. And then I had one company offered me $80,000 and say they'd give me the money, but they want to pay off my lease purchases. I said, do you really get people stupid enough to do that? Pay off a lease purchase, you pay all the interest, and I'm going to pay the interest again.
Right.
Who would do that?
Right.
I said, why would you even offer? I said, hang up. Just hang up. I don't want to talk to you. Said, take my number off your calling list. You're stupid for me. Man,
okay.
I couldn't believe he insulted me like that. I know you probably get people that'll do that, but I'm not one of them. I don't
have
money that bad. I'm just calling because I got your paper in the mail. I got about 9 months left, and I'm going to start paying loans off anyway.
Yeah, no.
I think it's true.
I mean, I'm listening here to all the facts that you're giving me. I don't feel like we can consolidate the loans that you have right now. At least I don't feel like it'll be worth it for you. It won't make sense as far as like percentage-wise. Also, you're looking for a five-year term to reconsolidate. The longest we do is 3 years.
Okay.
So it'll increase your payment. It wouldn't fix your problem. Now, we also do offer a program where we can possibly get you some money on any trucks that you own, like a collateralized type of loan. Is that an option, or?
You mean trucks that I've got?
Yeah, do you have any trucks that you have the pink slip for?
I have two trailers that I have the pink slip for, and that's it. And they're only worth like $7,000 a piece.
Okay, but no actual trucks?
No, the tractors, like I said, the only two that I had paid off, I went 3 years ago and got a loan at First Source Bank for 5.5% interest, and it was $25,000 loan, and it's almost paid off right now. I mean, I only owe like, that's one of the loans I would have paid off. It's only $9,000 right now.
Yeah.
And then I've got, like I said, the three of them with Credential Leasing, and I think I've got one other one that's a regular loan that if I pay it off early, I don't have to pay the interest, the rest of the interest.
Yeah,
that's
awesome.
I think the other four that I have, I think is four of them, are lease purchases.
Right.
And some of those are getting pretty close to be paid for, too. I had one of them. I bought those three trailers at the same time, and I'm paying $1,700 a month on them. And I think that was a 36-month loan, and I think I paid on them 11 or 12 months, something like that, almost a year, right at a year. I think I bought them in November, so this is October, so I think 11 months probably.
Okay.
So, I mean, I'm getting really close. Every month that I make my payments, I pay $7,000 off of my principal.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, every month I get $7,000 better off. But I thought if there was a way I could get it cut way, way back, because I keep hearing all this stuff from, you know, all the gurus on Bloomberg and stuff that we're about to come into another huge economic downturn probably within the next 6 months. And I'm not going to have any of this stuff paid for within 6 months. So I'm trying to get my debt down and save $4,000 every month for the next 6 months and kind of help myself out in case this does happen.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. The only thing that I can do, you know, just kind of listening to what you're looking for is, I mean, I can help with equipment where we have the five-year programs. I can do... I know you don't want anything like a short-term type of loan. You're looking for a five-year. I have shorter-term loans. I have collateralized loans, but it would have to be off of vehicles. So there's really just listening to you to what you're going to be using the money for. There's not much I can do for you, and I don't want to waste your time.
Yeah, that's fine. You don't do mortgages either, then?
No, we don't do mortgages. We only work with businesses.
Okay. All right, sounds good. I appreciate it anyway. Thank you.
All right, Tony. No problem. Have a good one. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.